thank you and welcome back. This is the Mitch Trigger Podcast. We got a really good episode for you tonight. We got four general EDH topics to discuss. As always, we will get sidetracked. And keep in mind, as a disclaimer, we're probably going to use some foul fucking language. I'm your host, Ricky. Tonight, we got Nate and Ashley with us.
Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Tonight, let's talk about commanders. But let's talk about the commanders that we fucking hate having to deal with. I'm just going to go ahead and pick on your Nate. I fucking hate your goddamn Teferi deck sometimes. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, he's kind of...
I've seen the commander, same basic strategy, piloted by 3-4 different people. And every time, it's a quick combo. And it's hard to stop, because you got blue with all the own counter magic.
I think seeing any mono-blue commander that you know is going to be comboing out on the other side is generally a tough matchup for most people that aren't just playing that also pure control shell.
Absolutely.
Seeing like Teferi or even something like Thrasios over there where you know there's like heavy control or heavy counter, it can make it real tough.
Azami. Yeah, you're right. Anything mono fucking blue.
Well, if you hate playing against him, it's kind of shitty playing with him, too, because you get picked on. With any good commander, you should get picked on, right? But with blue, it's kind of like you have a flashing light on your head that says, fuck my day up.
When you play hateful cards, you're going to get hated.
Oh, I know that for sure. I love to play the hateful cards.
There's just so many cards in blue that are like almost auto-included, regardless of the deck you're playing. And then you throw in the Teferi Chango combo. Plus things like Mana Drain and...
Oh, yeah. Torpor Orb really upsets people. Graph Digger's Cage. Those, those little artifacts that just do so much.
Curse Totems. Yeah.
Curse Totem. That's the other one. Yeah. If you get all three of those down, you should win. Somebody should. Yeah. But, yeah.
It only takes a couple other things besides the commander to just end the game on the spot. So,
yeah.
Pretty scary.
So
packaging the box.
So he's your number one hated.
I wouldn't say he's number one. He's just the one I brought up first because you're sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Teferi's ruthless, but there's also a zombie out there too. T-Man's been bringing his in recently, and it's when he's not mana screwed, he's fucking screwing me. So.
Jerevi. Lockdown control, those are pain in the ass, really piss me off.
A really good Staxi Derevi deck is pain in the ass.
What do you think, Nate?
Like I said before, Derevi, he's the one, he can screw up Teferi, he can screw up Xur. Just stacks, he can change it, he can untap stuff, you know, and he's a creature that never leaves if there's mana. I don't know, he's the only one that really has beaten me straight up one-on-one. Like, usually Xur wins one-on-one, but Derevi can actually challenge him.
I can imagine Derevi going one-on-one against Derevi could be a pain in the fucking ass.
A competitive one, if it's built right, man. It's just like, I don't really want to play you.
I think Xur is also a pretty popular choice for some heinous choice, you know, from people generally. There's a lot of like competitive ways you can build a deck and makes for like an auto targeting sequence kind of thing. If you see like three opponents and you're not sure which one to target just in a vacuum, and then you see Xur as one of those three, well, you know, no other information available, you're probably not wrong to target Xur.
Plus, Xur can be different, like.
It can be Shimmer Xur, it can be Doomsday Xur, it can be...
Just straight up beat on you, like
it
mine.
It can be Pillow Fort, it can be Stacks, it can be, you know, Combo.
Voltron.
Necro.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So many things.
Yeah, Xur's a multifunctional motherfucker, that's for sure.
What are your thoughts on... So he is banned in what they call it, French, right?
Yeah, the one-on-one format.
Dual one-on-one.
Which I don't know how popular that is, but a lot of cards just are banned in that, right?
Yeah, the ban list is much larger. There's individual cards that are, you can't use as commander, you know, allowed in 99.
Yeah.
So, for us, it seems to be really stupid, but for the competitive side of Commander, it kind of levels out the playing field. Because a lot of the cards that it eliminates are expensive. So, like, there's a shop that I've talked about before over in Northeast Portland, Experience Point. They're just a tiny little shop, but they thrive really well because they have a very, very strong dual commander player base there. They don't play any multiplayer commander tournaments. It's all just one-on-one. And it allows guys that don't have tons of money, like, or ability to have bought cards before they spiked like we have, that can still play in a competitive environment.
Is it Sol Ring banned in French?
It is.
Yeah.
Just like the basics.
Most of the fast band is banned.
I don't think Sol Ring's ever been banned in any format except for that.
It's banned in every format but EDH.
Well, I mean, back in the day. Oh, okay. It was never banned in like Type 2, Type 1, what else called that, etc. I just, it's weird.
We're old, folks. We're old.
Yeah, so obviously Mana Crypt and just, yeah, that doesn't seem like a fun time. I like speed. I like competitiveness.
Keep in mind, Mistrigger Podcast, we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Mistrigger Podcast is all one word at gmail.com. Hit us up. We always got questions.
Rigger's also on a soapbox.
Ashley, what's your commander hated?
What do you mean?
You said Zer.
Oh, Zer was your answer.
Yeah.
My apologies. I thought you were talking about it because he was talking about Planet.
Yeah. I think out of Tepri is the most hated here, right?
In the local meta, I mean, for a while it was Thrasios and Timna just because of Birthing Hulk, but you know, people started playing more stacks, kind of just as a general response to that.
Yeah.
Fell out of favor a little bit.
Yeah.
But the meta is pretty balanced right now, I'd say. There's lots of people different winning, or there's lots of different people winning the pods.
So the one I hate to deal with the most currently isn't being played at our store. It hasn't for a while, but fucking Send Triplets.
Oh yeah,
Send Triplets. I remember you had a Send Triplets deck that just sucked so bad. Oh. No, I see you building the deck, just sitting there finding the card, saying, "I'm a dick, I'm a dick, I'm a dick."
That's exactly what that deck is. It says, "I hate you. I don't want to be your friend. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna play your hand for you."
Right? I wanna
counter your own spells with your own counters. Oh, good old Send Triplets.
Oh, wait.
It's just sort of a heinous
general
card effect, anyway.
Starts with a T. Tazri. That deck is stupid. I hate that deck. It's, you don't even, I don't know. It's, that's not magic to me.
It doesn't interact at all. You just have to erase it.
Yeah, it's just, I played again in Portland at their competitive tournament. Yeah. I played a guy, and I'm like, that's not even magic.
I mean, at that point, you know, like, I'm not saying you should choose a deck based on another deck, but you know, players plays that deck a lot. You know, play something with counter, play something with control, and just stop him from playing his combo.
Yeah, I remember I beat him first turn Sphere of Resistance, and it stops his combo dead in its tracks.
Yeah.
It's turn one win, and he quit.
Sphere of Resistance is a great card.
Yeah.
I played one side.
You know, I have a Tazri deck, right?
Do you?
Yeah, I just never play it. It's too douchey.
His was Food Chain.
Yeah,
that's the only way to build it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some money though put into this deck. It's just, I mean, like,
why would you go ally tribe?
Oh, it's got allies in it.
Chuckle.
Two. Thanks. Excavator and Diabolist.
Let me ask you something. How many
life
decks,
drain and then
how many decks do you actually currently have that you could play at a competitive match? You have like 10.
Well, I have one that I would play outside of CCG because I proxy the really expensive cards into all of it. But I have like 11.
But if you have one copy, you could proxy all you want, right?
Yeah. Well, some stores don't allow that.
Oh, they don't?
You go down to Vegas, dude. They'd fucking kick me out of the store with some of the shit I have put together, like Memnar.
Oh, because I like doing, like, I bring one copy of it and I have it in a deck, and then a second deck I'll use like a collector's edition.
Yeah.
Which is,
so everywhere is different. I haven't come across stores that don't allow it. I've just come across players that frown upon it.
I think the etiquette is pretty clear, really. Every store, every place is going to do it a little differently. Just talk to your play group. Let them know what you're doing. Show them an example of the proxies you might be using if you're using them in a deck. If your play group isn't fine with that, well, then either find a different deck or find a different play group. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it personally. It's just what people do, want to do or don't want to do. And if people don't want you proxying expensive cards because they don't have access to them and they don't want to proxy.
In old tournaments, like Standard, which was Type 2, you would win a game, and then your opponent would get salty and say, count your cards. And then he would say, de-sleeve your cards. Just all these things. I never see that happening in EDH, which I guess is a compliment, because nobody's going to make you count out. Like, if you didn't have 60, or if you had more or less, back in the day, they would get you disqualified. And if you de-sleeved and there was a card that was so messed up that you couldn't continue, like a lot of people had, like, Hypnotic Scepters were just fucked up beyond belief and they couldn't continue. It's not like they're going to go buy four.
I believe it's considered angle shooting now. Or
yeah, it's just, I've never seen that since coming back.
I've never even heard of that.
People aren't that.
But this was like the pro tour, like the real deal. Like, you get salty little bitches, I'm sorry to say. But yeah, they would make you count your deck. And then you'd have to, back in the day, you had to enter in your sideboard. And if your sideboard altered from your written down list.
That still happens. Whenever you register a deck, you still
have to do all that. Absolutely. Just we've never, like, our competitive matches on Friday Night Magic aren't.
They're still considered casual events, even though they're calling them competitive.
Just
the way the store registers the games through the event reporter.
Yeah.
You check your Planeswalker points online and use your DCI number to log in and register.
See, I think they've been using my DCI number this whole time.
Yeah.
I just checked mine the other day. I've only ever used it for pre-release events.
Is it points, or is there just like a smiley face or a sad face?
It's three points for a pre-release and then 1 point for a casual event, and I have 100 points.
Oh, wow. What do you... can you redeem these points? Is this like a...
I think we can at the GP.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I think there's things you can do with them, but...
can you go negative?
Speaking of, December 7th, 8th, 9th, GP Portland. I'm fucking stoked.
See you there.
Bring your drugs, folks. I mean, bring your cards. Hey, guys, what's your favorite EDH deck? Oh. Maria.
Your mom. Maria. She remind you
of Alyssa. Favorite EDH deck? Whatever one I just built.
Right.
The deck I don't want to sit across from, honestly, is probably Blood Pod. Ashley's fucking Blood Pod is just one of the most frustrating, can't do anything.
I don't think I've played against it.
Oh, God. The
I've heard lots of stories about it.
You never used Blood Pod, so is that like, you know, it's a...
what do you mean? It's just in stacks. It's best against Bourbon Pod.
So what is your deck against Teferi? Teferi, what's your Edric? You pick your decks before a game.
Sure.
Like when you see me at the table with Old Blue.
I don't know what you're playing though. I don't look at what deck you're playing. I just look for players and I assume what they're playing based on their playstyle.
And since I don't know Godo intimately,
it's a great deck.
It's
a lot of fun.
Godo is resilient, I'll tell you that. You think you got him beat by removing something, and then all of a sudden he's got, I can do this too. I have a card that takes back a card that's been exiled, motherfucker.
I think only Green does that, or Without a Wish or something like that.
I thought you had one.
I'm not sure I have the Burning Wish in there.
Oh.
I'm not sure it pulls Arthur's.
Red has a lot of weird fucking shit.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff that Red can do.
They're like angry stoners. That's what they're psychedelic. I don't know.
Stoners generally don't get too angry.
I know, that's why red is a fucking... it's just a shitty color. Shitty.
It's hella fucking fun, though.
If it's so shitty, how come I won?
No, not shitty like that. I mean, like, it's just like, ah, fuck. Red's always been the strongest. throughout. They always say it's blue, but every tournament that I've been in, like back in the day, a direct damage deck would win, no matter what.
Well, burn was strong for a long time.
It used to, like, I remember when Fallen Empires came out, and there was Guerrilla Tactics. They basically printed that card because Necropotence was so powerful. They printed Guerrilla Tactics, and then all of a sudden, red became, like, fucking back in the fray. Because you would hit him to the Torak, and then Guerrilla Tactics would basically do 5 damage. It's like, red's got the answers. But nobody played that because it was like kind of like picking the bowls to win a game or something. It's just too easy. People like creatures. They don't like, I don't know.
I think a large part of EH is like casual and having fun and whatever, but competitive is more like...
Oh, I'm talking about like standard.
Right.
Back in the day.
We're not here to talk about standard.
No, we're here to piss on it. See, that's another topic that the banned list in EDH is ridiculous. Fast spawn should not be banned. Or channel. Who's gonna use channel to win a multiplayer game?
But you can just play an Eldrazi with Annihilator on turn one.
Yeah, and you could Swords of Plowshares that Eldrazi turn
not
one.
Not if you just play Greaves, equip him, and then annihilate all their lands.
I'm saying that I just don't like banning cards because
there's a reason. Like the one thing I'll give is the
like why
they haven't banned a card in like 2 years or a year, something like that.
Like Braids is only that card is only banned because people just don't like playing it.
I think Braids should be unbanned. I played it in my Mono Black show.
Yeah, so that is basically banned because it's not like a price thing where you can't afford it, like Mox or whatever. It's just banned because it's a
The things I've noticed is they ban things that make it too easy to win, too easy to lock out, and
but we're not already fun, we're not already winning second, third turn, fourth turn.
So if you win the dice roll and Braids is your commander, and you play Soul Ring and any other fast man on turn one, you can play Braids almost immediately. And then completely shut out the game for the rest of the game for everyone. Because then they have to sack a land every turn.
Yeah.
And it's game over.
So the last card that was banned in EDH was April 24th, 2017, Leovold. That card needed to be banned.
Absolutely.
That card made me not want to come to FNM.
What does it do?
It locks people out of being able to draw cards.
That guy.
With the puzzle box. Prior to that, it was... January, so over a year, January of 2016, where they got rid of Rule 4, Partial Pairs was replaced with the Vancouver Mulligan, and then they banned Prophet.
So
they don't go willy-nilly banning cards, and like all the cards people think are going to get banned, like
Emrakul shouldn't be banned.
Huh?
Emrakul shouldn't be banned.
Yeah, it should. Annihilator 6.
Take an extra turn.
He's 15 casting costs.
Colorless.
Have you seen somebody play a Kozilek deck before and put them out turn two, turn three?
Yeah, but I'm saying that we win turn two, turn three already, so...
Not lately.
I mean, it would make for a lot more decks, I'll tell you that. I mean,
if it was unbanned, it would be played too often. It would be an auto-included in most decks.
Is he protection from instants? I can't remember. Is that what his deal is?
Like instants and other things, yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
He's insane. He can't be countered. He ends the game. He gives you an extra turn.
I agree that I would love to be able to play him in the game of Commander, but I also...
So why isn't Dark Depths, like, banned?
Because you got to get rid of 20 fucking counters.
Yeah, but...
It's 10 counters, and it's easy.
The Hexmates that they just came out with.
There's multiple things that remove all counters now. But it's because it takes much more than just one card to do it. There's plenty of ways to get to 15 mana in the EDH.
So Emrakul can't be countered.
Right.
When you should win though, if you can get 15 mana.
Right.
But if you cheat him out, I can understand the card being abused.
Well, if you cheat him out, you don't get the extra turn.
So. Still like protection.
Wait a minute.
And all sorts of other stuff.
Can we read this guy?
Mm-hmm.
He wins the game.
So if I could unban, hey, there's a good question. What card on the ban list would you unban?
So you could basically use an Icy Manipulator to stop this guy. That doesn't seem like a bannable card. You could just tap him. Or, I don't know. Use Preacher and grab him. It's just, it would expand the gnome, you know, gnome card. I don't know. It just seems like people didn't...
What would I unban? I was pretty sad when Prophet of Crucifix went, but I totally understand why they did it.
EDH should be like, Ashley said the other podcast, Wild West.
It is the Wild West. Of
and in an arms race, so... I guess I can understand Wild West. But, like, Fastball, I really can't understand.
I used to live downtown, Wild West.
Is that the Will Smith movie?
It's a quote from something I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah. If I could unban something, it would be Rofulus.
Oh, the elf guy?
Fuck yeah.
Gaius Cradle, but dude, you can use the elf that does...
Elf ball like a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, unban him. You can kill him with...
At least be a part of the 99.
If he can be killed by a one casting cost instant, it shouldn't be banned. Because there's multiple removal spells out there.
But right? Then the meta for the entire format has to now include white. It already has to include blue.
No.
And it just shifts it.
No.
There are people that have been playing this format longer than all of us.
Let's
that
just
are
shake
smarter
it up is what
us.
I'm saying. Shake it up.
Well, that's the fun of home games, is you can, with your play group, you can decide. You know, like, there's some people that'll play, do you have a deck, Ashley, where your commander is not legendary?
I built a Nephilim deck, yeah, but most people don't like seeing me play it, so I don't play it often.
But, I mean, that's the thing that some people do, is let's build commander decks that
if your play group allows for it, then go for it.
Yeah, and that's okay to shake up. Man, motherfucker, there's rules in competitive, and I'm a rule motherfucking Nazi.
So here's a question. They unbanned Protean Hulk, right? Like a year ago? Yeah. And like the last 3 weeks, I've played against some version or the other. He's unbanned. I'm more scared of that card.
He's everywhere, yeah. You just need graveyard.
Than Emrakul.
So...
Most people are pretty confused why they unbanned Protean Hulk.
Yeah, it's...
The committee that oversees the game of Commander claims they have no affiliation with Wizards. I don't... Never research it. I don't know
it's
about it.
It's the Warren Commission.
But all I'm saying is, like...
No affiliation? He's a level 5 judge.
Well, I mean, like, their decisions aren't based off of making cards value and stuff like that, but...
But he's a very, very well-documented relationship with Wizards of the Coast. Imagine.
I mean, you can Google
it. The things I hear are that they're not in cahoots with them as far as their ban list and cards that are being
So they're like the Nevada like State Athletic Commission of Magic, right?
Of Commander.
But they're really part of the system. The folks tear the system down.
What I'm getting at is, God damn it, now you got me all fucking sidetracked, son of a bitch.
Let's burn it down.
What I'm getting at is I found it completely interesting that they fucking unbanned Protean Hulk, and then, like, the two master sets that came after that included, one of them included fucking Protean Hulk.
Right.
Shocker. The next one included fucking Flash.
Right.
Like, okay, this wasn't planned. Like, or, like, the goddamn letting silver border fucking cards be played last December to January. You're telling me that that decision was not based on trying to help Magic sell more fucking cards.
Right, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, riddle me this, Batman. Batman, see what I did? You have Kiki Jiki, right? He essentially can end the game with his little partner, the little sprite.
There's any number of cards that go after him again.
There's a lot.
It seems to me like they would have banned that guy a long time ago, but it's because he's
But there's
red.
So many ways to stop it. Cursed Totem, Elish Norn, any instant speed removal, it's
See?
Very interruptible.
Yeah, like Torpor Orb can disrupt Protean Hulk.
Sure.
Can it?
No. Well, it can...
Graf Diggers can stop it. Something can stop him.
Torpor Orb won't stop Protean Hulk, but it will stop...
Graveyard Hate stops him flat, immediate, he's done.
But to come back to my favorite white card... Swords of the Plowshares stops Protean Hulk dead.
Sure does.
It removes from the game. it gets rid of all sorts of bad guys. Kiki Jiki. So we need to ban Swords of the Plowshares. I'm totally reversed on this. Let's just keep banning cards.
No, no, no.
I'm just kidding.
If I was going to ban anything, it would be braids or something funny, like a recurring nightmare.
I was so sad when I found that was on the ban list.
It's a fun card.
So my ban list.
Have you ever bought a card that you didn't know was on the ban list?
Yeah, I did. You're literally, that was what I was just about. Emrakul.
Yeah, I bought one and I was like.
And I didn't learn my lesson there. I went out and bought a Talarian Winds, or a Talarian Academy. I mean.
Yeah.
Oopsie. Yeah, whatever. Still in my trade binder. If anybody out there, you know.
But Gaea's Cradle still playable.
Absolutely.
It's only because it's blue.
More than playable.
What if it did artifacts, but it was red? It wouldn't be banned.
I would play it in Goto.
It wouldn't be banned, I don't think. It's only because blue. They're racist.
Well, they have Storm the Vaults.
They're Islandist.
Have you seen Storm the Vaults?
I remember the name.
It's a red-blue, I believe, enchantment.
You mean that bad almost land?
It flips into a Talarian Academy.
Right.
But it's like damn hard to...
Right.
Yeah, you still gotta do a whack flip. You gotta say the alphabet spike. Backwards to get it to unleash.
They're gonna spike.
Eventually.
I have 20. At least. Somewhere. Collecting dust. They suck. What's channel? I don't know that one. You were talking about that one.
Oh, you pay a life to get a colorless mana.
Oh, it's the and first, you wonder why that's banned.
It was the first banned card.
And it's Magic, a 2-drop?
Yeah. 2 green.
Get the fuck out of here.
But what can green do? You gonna hurricane everybody today?
Oh, what can green do?
What can green do?
Can be run in a blue and black deck and get you all your whatever cards back and you have a graveyard.
Hey, look, and I
if you can win with colorless mana, go ahead.
Right.
It's colorless. And you pay a life for it. But Fast Bond, okay, why is this banned? You start with 7 cards. It has all the, like, green has all that ramp anyways.
I want a Fast Bond so bad.
It shouldn't be banned. There's a lot of powerful cards out there.
Play as many lands as you want, card, right?
Yeah, you pay a life for each one. But it's just like, green has no, the reason why it wasn't banned back in the day is because green has no way to draw. And it still has that problem. What?
Sort of green.
Jamie Tome. Horn of Greed, what's that? Oh, is that the land? Come down.
So you're talking about the, you know, Fast Bond, Horn of Greed.
Yeah, it came down. That was Stronghold.
And then Zurin Orb. And just like,
yeah.
Draw your whole deck.
Zurin Orb. Sacrifice 2 life.
Gain 2 life.
Yeah, but you have to play it again. Oh, yeah.
Play with Fast Bond.
Yeah. Oh, Fast Bond, Crucible Worlds.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you can get those 5 cards down, you can win.
Right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Ricky's got that look in his eye.
You're good. I'm looking at the ban list.
His eyes.
Yeah, the Fast Bond, if it was one card I could choose, I don't even play green.
And it would I wouldn't mind unbanning Grizzlebrand just because I pulled one in my Modern Master set.
The word banned in his name.
Brand.
Grizzle Band.
What is Grizzle
Brand?
I know.
What is Russell Brand?
Grizzle Band.
Russell Brand.
You know
what
the
does
best,
he do?
Russell Brand. Russell Wilsbrand?
Yeah. Grizzle Bond. Isn't that what it is?
Grizzle Brand.
What does it do?
He's an 8-drop, 4 black, plus 4.
What doesn't it do?
7/7 flyer lifelink.
Pay oh, 7. Yeah, that card. That should be banned.
Oh, yeah, no, just pay 7 life, draw 7 cards.
So? Necrologia, or whatever the hell it's called. Same fucking thing.
I'll just go ahead and draw.
And it's an instant.
And he's cards. A 7/7 with lifelink.
I know, but if you can get him down, good job. You can win this game.
He's too strong on a reanimator shell.
For being on a stick as the commander, he's too strong.
Right.
Oh, he's a legendary.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was just a fucking...
Part of the 99, I'd be okay.
I thought he was part of the main...
Ramp table game,
yeah. But still, he shouldn't be banned. Wouldn't you like to have a true challenge for Xur? Or...
I don't remember
Teferi? Or Edric? That guy, he has a dumb name, I'll tell you that. Grizzlebrand. He should be he's a demon, he's right?
Shaded demonically, like Russell Brand.
Yeah. Russell Brand, I don't like that guy.
Is that a person?
Russell Brand? You don't know who that is?
I think you're mistaken.
No. Sarah Marshall.
Russell Brand is an actor?
Oh, Russell yeah. Brand. The guy that married
Katy Perry.
He's like Australian or New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's English.
Fucking annoying. Okay, so we've been talking about hated commanders. What do you think is your... What's your favorite commander or favorite deck? Personally, I'm going to go nostalgic. I fucking love Mono Green Azuri Elf Ball deck.
Seriously.
You know what? I don't even have him. And Edric, I like that deck.
Yeah.
I can't make it because everybody has one at this table.
Right?
But he's my favorite. Actually. That's
more the reason to make one.
It was one of my first. It's a lot of fun.
I think his deck, that was fun. Oh, and that Jorah deck, the new...
Jorah's fun.
I want to build that so bad.
That thing is so fun. It's just so fun.
I've already both copied those decks. Edric. I don't need to copy another one of your decks.
Yeah, that's it would literally be a copy of Ashley's. Both of them.
you've played
play them. Just
yeah, no, fun. I played your Edric, and I'm like, God, this is so fun. I love pinging people with elves.
Just and, like getting massive value from it. So, yeah, it's good times.
Have you played his Joyra deck? Red blue.
Played against it, and it's dude, just it is, like
it is so much fun to pilot. Pause.
We're in the bowels of a ship.
The ship's she's floundering.
Iceberg, right ahead.
Never let go, Jack. Never let go.
Then she lets fucking go of him right there. I was like, what is this shit?
Like, no delay, like fucking savage.
I remember watching that movie and it destroyed me for a week, but I was like, that fucking door has enough room for two people.
You know what I remember about
the right? Titanic?
Boobs.
Drinking a large soda in the first 30 minutes of the movie and then refusing to get up in the middle of the movie because I'm stubborn. And just, like, having the most epic four-minute piss of my life afterwards. It was colossal.
Like the Tom Hanks piss from League of Their Own when he's just... like,
equally as long, absolutely. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Right?
You know what? Speaking of uncomfortable moments in a movie theater, I had food poisoning, but I really wanted to see War of the Worlds. And I'm just sitting there, like... turning left and right, going, God, this movie's great. I think I'm getting sick. And I was like sweating buckets, just like, but I finished the movie and then I went home and missed 3 days of work.
Just like the flu set in the middle of the movie.
And then like, it was that year that I think Tom Hanks, like, or Tom Cruise went on like Oprah and like went nuts.
That was a fun year. That was a good year.
I wish memes were stronger then.
Oh,
I don't even think... No, Facebook wasn't even out.
Memes. MySpace.
That was a MySpace, yeah.
MySpace love, Mafia.
You know what people called them? Memes?
Mobsters.
I love that meme I read.
It was only you.
It was me.
I called them something stupid first, like memes. I think I called them memes.
Fucking memes?
Yeah, you shake your head at me, motherfucker. Memnar. So, Titanic. I was unfortunate and had to go see that crap twice.
Oh, that's a gorgeous movie.
We were
do you
all,
want to come watch it with me? After
we were this? All the same, right at the same age as Leo DiCaprio. Right? So, like, when that movie came out, like, I was like, I'm better than this motherfucker, you know? Like, I was a good-looking guy back then. I had my hair worked out.
I saw fresh the out of high school. Like, the blonde.
Oh, yeah, man. I was killing it. Anyway, so I had this natural hate. What happened? I got lazy. And as soon as, no more weight room. Like, it's literally, like, after high school, before summer was over, I was already starting to fucking patch the poach. But anyways, so it was a terrible movie. I fucking hated it. It was too long. It was boring. I didn't want to be there. But I was on one date with one girl, and then, like, a month later, went on a date with a second chick. And the second time...
Who? Look at you, fuck machine.
Nah, I didn't get laid. But the second one, the scene where she's, never let go, Jack.
That's never the real tragedy, Jack.
Real tragedy.
Yeah, let's pick on the married guy who can't talk about stories like that on fucking air and put him out there. But anyways, let me finish my story, motherfucker. Never let go, Jack. I turn to the girl and I on her shoulder and I go, hey, pull my finger. And she's got like tears streaming down her face and just smacked the fucking shit out of me. Made the movie worth it.
Oh, God.
Are you actually going to fart on her?
Mm-hmm. I farted anyways.
Yeah.
Like I said, wasn't getting it.
You didn't like the movie at all? It's a great, it's like filmed perfect. It's
got I have story. Since watched it as an adult
it's and fucking Billy love it. It's got Billy fucking Zane? How many times can you watch Billy Zane in a movie?
It's terrible.
once or twice per lifetime.
Yeah, he's...
I'll stick to once or twice per lifetime.
Tombstone. There's another good one.
That's cool. It's a different class.
Yeah.
Who was he in, hey, who was he in Tombstone?
He's the actor guy. Who gets...
Oh, that's right. The pussy.
Who killed him. They killed him.
The vain glorious...
Yes. Wow, Johnny Ringo.
He does the Henry VIII. You look the like
somebody just walked all over your
St. Grave. Crispin's Day speech, Henry VIII. Yeah.
Where were we? Favorite Commanders?
Favorite Commanders, yeah.
What's my favorite?
Favorite Billy Zane movies. Oh, back to Magic, sorry. You weren't recording that?
Yeah, maybe Edric, just because he was so early on, and, you know, he, like, they just keep printing cards and somehow, like, keep just raising his power level little by little every time, and it's great. It's a lot of fun, and we just keep, like, Nexus of Fate was huge, and, you know.
That's right, I was just thinking in my head, C-19 didn't have any creatures for Edric.
M-19 had
quite a card. Yeah. M-19, but they didn't have creatures for Edric. It was just Nexus.
Right, yeah. Now, Nightvale Sprite, though, Fairy Brother was coming out in GRN. Pretty sweet. Stormcrow improved.
What does it do?
It's a 1/2 Fairy Rogue Flyer. Whenever it attacks, Surveil 1. So Surveil says, look at the top X cards of your library. So there's like Surveil 1, Surveil 2,
yeah,
etc. Surreal one would be like, look at the top card of your library. You can either put it in your graveyard or back on top of your library.
In your graveyard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's huge.
Is this the first set using Surveil?
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new keyword.
Surveil. I like it. In the graveyard. That is big. There must be a bunch of black critters that do that.
Yep.
There's one that's pay two life, Surveil too.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's immediately going in every reanimator deck ever. That card's going to be big money. It's only, I think, already.
And it's only $10.
So what set is this?
I think it's actually called Guilds of Ravnica.
So it's a return to Guilds?
Yeah, it's Ravnica 3.
Wow, I'm going to buy boxes of that, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
I'm going to buy a fucking pallet.
Case?
I know, a pallet.
Like a case of cases.
A pallet of boxes.
You're a case. Mental case.
Yeah. No, that seems like a good investment. The last ones have been awesome, right?
Shocklands are pretty sweet. They're getting reprinted.
Oh, yeah, I'm stoked about that.
The five will get reprinted in the next expansion set.
I'm surprised they don't just remake, like, give them different names like Magic has done before.
Spiritella di Velo Notturno.
Is that a...
Oh, the you found a...
I think I said that right. Nightvale Sprite. 1+ a blue creature fairy rogue. They misspelled flying. FLYINH. Whenever Nightvale Sprite attacks, Surveil 1.
It's like flying.
Yeah, it's when it attacks and even deals damage. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Spiritella di Velo Notturno. I think I did a pretty damn good job on that.
Nocturnal?
Bueno.
A Bon Jovi.
Will you meet me down at the Bajuka Bog?
Fiat sample. Fix it again, Tony.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti.
Or rutti. Yeah, Italian. I do need to get a Mana Crypt Italian, the Crypta di Mana. I just love how that sounds. Yeah, yeah. They use white border.
Oh, Sisse has one. It's a white border.
That's what made 7th and 8th tolerable, was the foils with black border.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder whose idea was it to get rid of White Water, because I'd like to get by that guy a beer.
It's a great fucking idea. God. Who should we talk to? Set up to rent in Washington.
And then...
knock on the wizard's front door.
Yeah.
So is there just like a...
very important question.
Knock on Hasbro's door.
Is there just like a warehouse somewhere with a bunch of fucking cards in it?
Like, I'm sure there's tons.
Like
they old have cards, I mean.
Overstock Ferraris. Who knows? It's just like that. It's like, oh, overstock, yeah. Yeah, we got Black Lotuses. Come on in back. Yeah, down the alley to
come on down to the estate sale this Saturday. Down here, down at the church lot on 54.
Yeah.
We got us a sale on bajuka balls at the bayou.
Yeah. I got a Black Border Bayou with a bajuka bog you can get for free. If you buy two. Thank you very much.
Nobody said plain chase.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. That's kind of died off as well with the brawl.
Not with the brawl. When I noticed that when Derevi stopped showing up to casual, a lot of the players started shifting from plain chase back to casual.
It's almost like there was a single toxic player that was poisoning the meta, and when he left, people started to enjoy the game again.
I don't want to pick on anybody, but yeah, you're absolutely fucking right. I didn't say we were saying names.
What names?
Dude.
The fuck are you talking
about? Do the listeners know where we play?
Yeah.
I'd hope so. We talk about it on that.
I don't think you... CCG House. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
That's where we play.
Absolutely fucking not.
Every Friday night.
CCG House.
You brought it up. Now I gotta get on the soapbox.
In Orchards. Or just playing. East of
owned
Vancouver,
by
Washington.
This fella named Shane.
In the 205. Exit 4.
Well, CCG House, the only Friday night Magic tournament in town, currently, for EDH. It's free entry. Huh?
At a store.
Not holding fucking tournaments that give me one Planeswalker point.
That's true.
One Planeswalker
point. Well, actually, you know that if you even have just like a rules advisor on hand, you can use the event reporter and your home games to report that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
See,
when the DCI rewards program was still going, you could get sweet promos like foil textless cryptic commands and foil textless damnations just by entering in your drafts into the event reporter and sanctioning the events somewhat officially. It was quite amazing, especially when you're drafting twice a week with your friends.
I'm not surprised they put a squash on that.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Oh, that full picture damnation. So
yeah. No. I have multiples of those DCI promos. You've seen my negate, right? The four promo.
Yeah, where I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it just won me the game, Nate.
When I negated your Time Twister. Oh, yeah. Get that beta Time Twister out of here. Right?
What's negate?
Beta.
Yeah.
Right?
Speaking of decks, actually, Edric, a deck I don't have, but a deck I have had that I really like. Was Jorah of the Gitu. She was fun.
I built it. That was also one of my earliest decks I ever built.
But that is a deck that, yeah, you get extreme amount. It's like, oh, you suspend.
People get targeted right away.
You suspend an Apocalypse and a Eldrazi, and they're just like, oh, jeepers, creepers. I don't think many people realize that you can actually counter the cards as they play. Just like they're being cast.
Right. Well, when the last suspend counter's removed, they get put on a stack.
Yeah, so they just try attacking you. They just try killing you before that happens, even though they're a blue deck or something.
Well, I can't get rid of it, so let's swing.
Yeah. That deck was fun. But the new one seems, she doesn't have big nasties.
A little more fair.
Or like mass destruction.
Although still fast.
Yeah, fun.
But the old Jordy, good play, on turn two and suspend something on turn two, like end of the infinite or omniscient, so just win the game on the spot.
Yeah.
This next turn, you just, time crafting, remove all the counters,
or
cast omniscience, then cast end of the infinite, and just draw your entire library and just game over.
She's one of the few cards that they've actually created that, like, have the Joro's Time Bug, the artifact. Mm-hmm. And I wish Wizards would do stuff like that. Like, they do it with Teferi and. a lot of other...
A couple other key, you know, there's...
But his name has been Nate involved.
Jaya Ballard, right, has cards named after her.
Joy, yeah.
Has cards. Like, I think a few of the largest lore pieces do.
Like, the old school guys, like, Xur is from, like, Ice Age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His name, at least. Not right. My character. Or the, and Teferi's from, like, Visions or Mirage, whenever he came out. It's nice to see they stuck with some of their characters.
Jace and Chandra, you know, all the Planeswalkers.
They're kind of new. Like, I was gone by the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Jace and... I wonder if Jace and Teferi just, like, hang out, go to bars.
Would you hang out with Teferi?
I'd probably be intimidated.
He just, like, throwing shit away and, like, creating information.
I fucking hang out with Chandra. She's real.
Liliana. Diary. Liliana the Veil. There we go.
We met. My friends.
We met. Is that like a preview of the divorce?
Yeah. Oh God, you need a prenup with Liliana. I'll tell you that.
We got to meet Liliana of the Seattle.
There's artist.
There's some good cosplayers.
The artist. Good. I'm not talking about the cosplayers.
Wait, you actually met a girl that was dressed as Liliana?
No.
We met the model for that card.
There was a model? These guys have no imagination.
This is model for a lot of it.
Ashley pointed out the similarities in the facial features of Liliana the Veil versus the artist's wife. Like, and the nose. Like, you don't just draw...
We were at a GP and she was standing right next to an oversized picture of it, and the resemblance was uncanny.
Wow. She was wearing like knee highs, thigh high boots over her.
It was lovely.
I would get her to sign my card also.
I've had a couple models of cards, like sign the card, like Elves of Deep Shadow.
Yeah, and, the dark, right?
Elves, yeah.
That's like the most interesting picture. One of the earlier Magic cards where you're just like, this looks like it probably wasn't going to be a Magic card, and then they just. I don't know. It just
looks a little creepy.
Yeah, it just looks like some guy drew it. Or, you know, I don't know. That's a misconception, I also think, is that Wizards bought all these random photos or pictures and then made Magic cards to fit them. But
no, they pulled a bunch of guys out of the art college in Seattle.
Yeah, they drew stuff per... They got the text of the card and then the guy drew the shit.
See, that's a question I always forget to ask them, is like, what's the process?
So some of them get hired on, you know, knowing the card's name, and they get some
job. Like Chris Rush didn't just fucking make a lightning bolt and went, oh, that's awesome.
Well, I don't mean what did they used to do. I mean, what is the current operation status?
Most of them are all digital artists now, so they're not actually painting anything.
But I mean, are they creating it before they know a name, after they know a name, and the abilities?
They know the name, or they're given a theme or a topic.
And you're telling some of them are actually players, so some pictures are just like spot on per the card's text.
I would say most Magic artists are at least familiar with the game.
Yeah.
There was one guy.
John Avon seems to know, like, he knew, ooh, like, earlier pictures of Urborg were used in, like, books and whatnot, and he kind of, like, took that, I think.
Huh.
Created Urborg.
I didn't know that.
And then one card that that totally looks different than all of his other artwork is Seed of the Synod. I've always wanted to ask him, like, what made you draw that thing? It's so weird and it's nothing like
the land blue artifact land.
Yeah, it's just like nothing like he's ever done, and I can't even tell what I'm looking at.
It's crazy looking. So yeah, futuristic and alien.
Yeah, but he has, like, if you go to his website, you can buy full prints of all of his cards.
Yeah, most artists. Yeah,
that's, yeah, that's, they bring those with them to the GP.
Yeah, and I'm sending money. I'm gonna buy. Ooh boy, I'm gonna fill my truck up.
So you're driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. Where is it? Exactly. It's at the Portland. Yeah,
Portland Convention Center.
Anson Maddox doesn't play Magic.
But he knows the game.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's not what he told me.
What did he tell you then?
So he did temporal Manipulation.
Ensign Max has been one of the old. He's been doing magic art for a long
time. He's 93, 94.
Yeah.
So temporal manipulation. I got the judge promo for it.
Right.
And when we were up in Seattle,
that's the only
he
one.
He had a picture of it, and I was like, I can get it signed. And he like saw my reaction, and then I looked through my cards and remembered, oh, it's the judge promo. And he's like, oh, did you have a card? And I was like, no, it's just the judge promo. And he looks at me and he goes, I don't know what that means. I really don't know the game of Magic.
Interesting. And then he said, get the fuck out of here, or I call security.
No, and I just said, oh, well, yeah, it's not worth explaining. I think I just want
to. Was he just humoring you?
No. No, he was. I don't think he was. I didn't feel like he was.
Because there's artists like Arcade Post who are like printing additional tokens for the players and all sorts of stuff. And that would be helpful.
I would definitely say he's probably the small odd of that. I agree. Most of them should know, probably do know. I'm just saying, I know that from what he told me that he didn't.
Who is your favorite artist? Always wanted to know. You guys are keen on the whole artwork thing and signing.
Question. Who's Diablo Ricky?
Well, just ones that I've met. Like, I really like Mark Tadine, Chris Ron, and RK Post. He's the one I have the most respect for because every GP. He's the last one to pack up. Right. All the other artists are gone. He's still sitting in his booth waiting for people that want to get a signature, want to meet him, want to talk to him.
Rob Alexander's up there for me. So is Therese Nielsen. And
yeah, Rob Alexander's the shit.
So something that I found out, I was just Googling one night. Quentin Hoover is actually, he's died.
Correct.
And he did one of my favorite cards, like Wrath of God and Inkstone.
Yeah.
I just never knew he passed away. I know Chris Rush passed away. Of the original.
That's center reason, yeah.
The original 25, like.
There's a couple that passed on.
Yeah. But I just did.
What do you mean original 25? Was there originally only 25 artists?
Yeah, the 25 original artists for Magic. That were, they called themselves the 25. Like Melissa Benson, I think, was Quentin Hoover's good friend. I met her at Worlds once. Anyways, they're trying to get back to get. They're actually trying to get back with Wizards and doing like a 20-25 year thing.
It'd be cool to do like an actual art, like
but I hand think drawn show. I think that time has passed. It's like 2018. The 25th year would have been this year.
Well, what we need on the West Coast is Kev Walker, John Avon, and just all the artists that from the East Coast and Europe that we never see to come out here. And I have a stack of cards about 2,000 high ready for you to sign. So.
Oh, yeah. To all the artists that don't come out to the West Coast, yeah. We have money to spend that we are willing to give you for you to quickly sign something on a piece of cardboard.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get that swag.
So, GP Portland, again, December 7th, 8th, and 9th. We got a peek at the website. The artists that are slated to appear so far, we got Rob Alexander, Jason Felix, Lake Hurwitz, Chuck Lucas, Ken Meyer Jr., Mark Tadine, Drew Tucker, and Alania Daniel. Danner, sorry, Alania Danner. Again, for those of you out there, Mark Tadine, he likes lattes. So make sure
you... He told us that last time.
He told us that in Seattle. I promised him we would bring him a latte. Let's see if we can inundate Mr. Tadine with lattes in his trip to Portland.
So you want him to get a lot of lattes.
I totally did not plan that. That is fucking amazing. Get a lot of lattes, take a picture, post it up, tag it, hashtag us on Instagram, send it to our Facebook. Everything's all Miss Trigger Podcast, one word. You can just Google Miss Trigger Podcast, one word, and you'll find a lot of the podcast platforms that we're on as well.
Oh, I totally... My favorite land artist, John Avon is really good for land, but Mark Poole
Oh, Mark Poole.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Scene. Mark Poole's not on that list.
I never got to meet him. Come.
We saw him recently, though.
Yeah, but I didn't have a whole lot of cards. I've acquired a couple of his cards since then. So, this actually leads in, GP Portland leads into GP Seattle. You know, that's another one I'm excited to get back up to. There was so many people,
artist-wise. Reason to drive up there, finally.
It was like 27 artists, I want to say. 25, 27 artists.
It was amazing, yeah.
Ashley and I have both been monitoring the GPs and the artists that have been showing up, and none of the other GPs have had half of the amount that came to Seattle.
So, is it at Wizards of the Coast headquarters?
No, it was at a large convention center.
Oh.
It was the Seattle Convention
Center. It was like a 25th anniversary GP, so they had a big to-do about it because it was in the Wizards' hometown of Seattle, essentially.
But what's funny about that is when I talked to the artists, none of them really knew. They were all just like, yeah, I'm surprised to see this many people here. Like, they weren't told it's the 25th.
Right, yeah.
Well, Wizards was in Redmond, and then they moved to
Seattle. Renton. They're still in Renton.
Or Renton.
I still believe they're Renton.
So, Renton is one of those words I cannot, in my head, I cannot say without going, Renton. I'm going to Renton.
Going to Renton?
Going to the IKEA in Renton.
And getting... Oh, in Washington. I love it when people say Oregon.
Where the hell Washington. Is that? We get that.
California.
We get that a lot as a kid when we
California.
California.
And the governor.
And I got to the choppa and I got elected. Everything. Are you really? You're really going to Seattle? When's Seattle?
6 months. After this one.
It's like a 2.5 hour drive. It's easy.
No. I used to work there for like half a year.
We drove up. We left at like, what was I here at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, we left early. We got there super on time. It was great. Yeah.
Where were they at? Is it downtown or is it like?
It is literally built over the freeway in downtown.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like, hey, where are we going to put a convention center? We have no available space.
Here.
Oh, how about we just build over the fucking freeway system.
Oh, I know what this is. I know what building it is.
Bro, there's sprinkler lines and like their HVAC. Like we had to go under the, not we, but the sprinkler lines had to go under the big ass I-beams, like 10-foot fucking tall I-beams. The sprinkler heads were like at an inch clearance. They're 6 foot to the bottom of the fucking lines. Nuts.
You could see the levels above you shaking.
No, I know the building. We did an Airbnb down there. It's like $5 away. Convention Center's huge.
It's impressive.
And there's a Mod Pizza that I ate at every day. Mod!
So many people went to the Subway there.
We would mob.
The soda was warm.
It was gross.
And you have to pay like a tax for sugary drinks in the city of Seattle.
You know what's funny is Seattle.
Get the fuck out of here.
They pretend to be all like progressive, but if you're a construction worker,
progressive isn't located in Seattle. It's Microsoft and Amazon now.
I'm not talking about the insurance, but you could literally be asked to leave if you were a construction worker, based on your high viz and your
leave what?
Like leave the stores.
Why?
Because you're dirty or you just
they don't. Can't do that.
They actually can. Seattle's full of shit, is what I'm trying to say.
Whatever.
Portland doesn't do that. And they're a bunch of shit.
Yeah, no.
They're a bunch of shit talkers, too.
I'm with you there. So,
Well, you guys just need to pound some beers. How much? What's the other topic? Helm of the host?
Helm of the most.
Thanks again for listening. This has been the Miss Trigger Podcast. This is Ricky.
And Nate.
And Ashley.
You guys have a great evening. Fuck off. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
That was violent.
Nate's gotta pee.